Hi, this is Zach. Welcome to the Coleraine Connection.
The official
behind the scenes
inside scoop
down Gilead Lane
Funcast.
And now, your hosts, Lori Twitchell and Steve O'Dell.
Interesting, because Reaper Chief's voice was not nearly as high as I do it when I'm reading to my kids. That was the one thing that surprised me.
Yeah, and you know, but he was a really big rat.
Yeah, and the Telmarines were all like conquistadors. That was another thing that was kind of...
Yeah, you know, my husband asked me when they all got to be Spanish.
Yeah, right. Hey!
Oh.
Hey, guys, we're talking about Prince Caspian, in case you couldn't tell.
If you couldn't tell, yes. Steve and I were both... we showed our geek colors this weekend, and we went out and both of us saw the movie, obviously separately, me in San Antonio and Steve in Michigan.
Right. It's playing nationwide.
It is, all
over. So you can pretty much see it wherever. I like the book a lot.
Yes.
We're not here to do movie reviews. We're here to talk about Down Gilead Lane, right?
No, that's our other podcast.
Right. Down Gilead Lane, the hit family radio drama. If you have caught it on the radio and maybe you heard the spot to listen to the podcast, and now here you are checking us out on the podcast.
This the is the Coleraine Connection Funcast.
Yes, the behind the scenes.
Inside Scoop.
Inside Scoop. So, I don't know what else.
Spill the beans.
Anyway.
Whatever, yeah.
Yeah. What's coming up today? Yeah, we're talking about the most recent two episodes of Down Gilead Lane, Mud Pies and Blind Eyes, and
Ranch Blessing.
And we'll be talking about those and getting your comments. And then, of course, we'll check out the mailbag, see what we've got in there. And I think I said I was going to do an update on my health, right?
Right.
For those of you who are new to us, it's not a regular thing for Steve to just talk about his health. So don't worry. Don't go away. Don't run away.
Yeah, it's okay. And Steve's okay.
That's right. I'm fine. Listen to me. I'm the picture of health.
Well, I wouldn't know that, but your voice sounds good.
I'm just excited to be here doing the podcast again.
It's a lot of fun. And things are relatively quiet at both of our homes, so...
Relatively, yes.
There you go.
Well, let's get into it.
Yeah, let's do that. We had Mud Pies and Blind Eyes.
Yes. This was... Episode number 7 of season 10.
10-7, so, as we refer to our episodes.
That's correct.
And this one had a lot of very positive reviews. People really, really liked it a lot. Most people were really, really touched. They love hearing Hope and Grace together.
Yeah, those are always nice episodes. And I think people commented that it was nice to hear them together again doing another story.
We got a lot of 4 out of 5 stars.
That's nice.
And, it was Calm in the Storm said, I appreciated the change of pace from all this exciting Hope stuff, and I love to see what goes on in everyday life. Of course, after a while, you do get impatient for the other exciting episodes to come back, but she or he thought it was awesome to go back to Grace and Hope and the everyday struggles that we face.
Yes. Yeah, that was cool. That was another theme, you know. A couple people even, like, wrote emails talking about things that they thought, you know, and prayed for to go differently, for whatever reason, you know, God decided to answer that prayer in not the way that they were asking, but it's all about God's plan and what brings him the most glory. And so that was a cool lesson that more than one person was able to take away.
And sometimes
away
that's a very difficult lesson to learn, because we look at things and say, wow, wouldn't it be so much better, God, if you would do it this way? But as Hope learned, or at least started to learn in this episode, it's more important to do what God feels about these things.
Right.
So Mud Pies and Blind Eyes, for those of you who guessed that it had something to do with Grace, good guess.
Yeah, good guess.
All right, and then...
Commander Colton said, I especially like the discussion of God having better plan or more in store than providing immediate healing for Grace's blindness. Earlier this year, I went through something similar. I had some problems with a kidney stone for a couple months. Ouch, a couple months.
Yeah, that's
rough. And finally had to have minor surgery to have it removed. During that experience, I wished many times that God would just immediately take it away. However, now that I look back on the experience, I can see that going through the pain and everything, God was always with me, even though he didn't snap his fingers and take away the pain. And the whole surgery thing made me start to reorder my priorities and helped me to draw closer to God. So the message really struck a personal chord with me. It was a very good, thought-provoking episode. Awesome!
Very, very cool. You know, I love it when we are able to touch people.
Yes.
With things like that.
And get people thinking, you know, that's really awesome.
Yeah, very, very cool. And thank you for sharing that, Commander Colton. And, you know, yeah. Next time, you know, anybody has any health issues, make sure to post them on the board, because there are people there who just, that's all they do is pray.
That's true. Yep.
So, yeah, keep that in mind. And, you know.
Yes.
The episode after that, we've been teasing about.
Yes, let's move it along.
We've been teasing about the title, Ranch Blessing.
Yeah,
it sounds like ranch dressing.
That's true.
This episode didn't really have anything to do with, you know, salad specialties.
No,
or
there was
like
no,
that.
there was no vinaigrette or ranch or
no
any of that.
But
kind
there
of
was
stuff.
Some blessing.
That's true.
since we have to, you know, segue in there, but
that was very nice. That was very nice. Yeah, this is, as someone noted, this was the first episode by John Fornoff in like 6 episodes, I think.
Yeah, and you know, we didn't intend that. That was
didn't
not
plan
planned.
It that way.
In fact, originally, a couple of the episodes got kind of juggled around.
That's true.
And Ranch Blessing was going to be episode 10-7, I think.
Yep.
And we were going to flip that with Mud Pies and Blind Eyes, but we flipped it around, and I don't know why, but it doesn't matter now because that's not how it aired.
Well, I'll tell you why if you really want to know. If you want some inside scoop, I'll tell you.
Okay, inside scoop. I love it.
Because we had just come back from a trip. You know, the Morrisons were in Pittsburgh for episodes
yes.
5 and 6. So they were out of Coleraine. And now we were, like, the next episode, we were going to send Michael away. We were going to be out of Coleraine again.
Oh.
So we just wanted to have an episode in there where we were back on familiar territory. And, of course,
so
Grace's house.
So we went to Israel.
Well, that's not what I was thinking.
I mean,
of.
Technically, sort of. We went
You're
to Israel,
right.
Yeah.
You're right. But no, it was all in Grace's house. So
yes,
come on.
It was.
Yeah.
And in Grace's Bible.
That's right. Anyway, so then the episode that was originally designated 10-7 became 10-8, and it was called Ranch Blessing. Let's talk about that.
There you go. And there was your inside scoop.
Yeah.
There you go.
Thank
and
you.
This one, people thought it was stupendous, amazing, and phenomenal. I almost mixed all those words together. Stupendous.
That would have been a really cool word, whatever
yeah,
that was going to be.
I don't want to attempt that this
stupazenomenal.
Evening. Oh, well, Steve did. That's fantastic. That was stupazenomenal.
All right.
I think we just created a new word. But it was stupendous, amazing, and phenomenal. And
yes.
It that had the most votes, actually. And while I've been sitting here, it got another vote.
Nice.
That's pretty cool. Like,
thank you, somebody.
Yeah, and Daniel R. loved this episode. He said it was absolutely amazing, and the message was one that all of us need to hear nowadays because of the fast pace of everything around us. We do forget so often that we need to have a simple life sometimes and not get all caught up in the hustle and bustle of this world.
Very true.
That is very, very true. And yep. People really, really loved it. And it seems like a lot of people on the message boards enjoy gadgets.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
seems to
you
be
know, it's we don't like to take credit for, like, convicting people. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Because we want to be encouraging and, you know, be encouragers. And the Holy Spirit, you know, will sometimes use encouragement to bring about conviction if that's what needs to happen. And Shelty fan said, like Mike, I thought I needed all the gadgets
mm-hmm.
to show how bad I was. I got a laptop because I just had to have one like everyone else. During this episode, God convicted me of being so caught up on the gadgets and not spending quiet time with Him. So this episode has been a life-changing experience in my walk with God. Yay!
Yes,
that is awesome. That is
I
like praise
that.
God, you know? That's,
it is.
That's
it's
Him
fantastic.
Working.
And
that's
even
really, really
Scarlett
cool.
was saying that she has a very big family. Uh-huh. With lots and lots of noise. And so when her family isn't around, I always go to the computer or the TV.
Ah.
My mom's always telling me that verse, be still and know that I am God. So this yep. message was a perfect reminder for Scarlett.
Cool.
And a lot of people, Aram gave one of those fantastic reviews that's like, you know, 38 point.
Yeah, huge.
That says, that was the funniest episode of DGL I think I've ever heard.
What do you think it was? What was the funny part that he was... Aram was talking about.
A lot of people really liked Mike and the cow.
Yes, I think that was that was pretty fun. Yes.
Yeah.
You know what? Something I wanted to make sure we mention, and I mean, this pretty much comes through loud and clear. It's the message of this show is not that gadgets are bad, not that technology
no.
is bad in and of itself. We need to make sure that we get both angles, you know, that
Steve and I are kind of gadget geeks ourselves.
That's true. It's not just about, you know, shutting off the noise, but then, you know, coming into God's presence, you know, and sitting mm-hmm. and being still before Him, not just, you know, turn off the music and be quietly reflect by mm-hmm. yourself. No, it's about, you know, hearing from God, because that's when that can happen if you're open to it. So anyway.
Yes. And, you know, sometimes that's really hard to be quiet.
Yeah.
And to be still, because my brain, Steve and I have joked, and Mrs. Ritchie and I have joked, that my brain just doesn't stop running.
It's
I'm
true.
Always thinking about something, even at night, right before I go to sleep. I mean, I'm writing things in my head, my own things. And sometimes it's very, very hard to just not do anything and even quiet your inner voice.
Yeah.
And listen. But if you're talking, you can't listen.
So true.
So.
I thought it was cute. This is one little thing that I just noticed that Dog Trainer for God said.
Okay.
Their whole family was roaring at Mike's response to the calf birthing. And they said that that's pretty much normal, everyday stuff around here. And it was
fantastic.
Funny to hear a city slicker's view of it. So I guess we're city slickers. I know, Michael, I mean, it's not, Coleraine's not a big, thriving metropolis, but it certainly isn't rural. So.
There's not a lot of cows on Gilead Lane.
Right, right. Okay, well,
I think we have a mailbag.
Yeah, let's drag that thing out here.
You know, it's a pretty big drag this time.
I mean,
it's a lot of stuff we got.
That's a big bag. I can hear the banjo music playing already.
Very cool.
Okay.
And you're off the hook, my friend, aren't you?
It's true, but let's listen to Cal.
Okay.
Help your shoe. Here we go with the mail haiku.
Yes, so the haiku today comes from Emily.
Not Steve.
Not me. Thank you so much for getting me off the hook, Emily.
Yes.
Who's going to read it today?
I think you should read it since she got you off the hook.
Yes, here it is. The snow from the sky, floating down upon the earth, sparkles in the night. That was really pretty.
That is really pretty. That's
I know.
Very beautiful sounding.
I know. It's the music that we had playing under it really doesn't do it justice. But
no, but you know what? We do have a male haiku.
Oh, you want to do another haiku?
Well, we got two.
Well, I just thought we would, you know, save the other one for next time.
Yeah, but see, this other one is the one that we forgot from before.
Oh, I don't know if I have it. You're going to have to read it.
Okay. Well, this one was from Katie.
Oh, hold on, because I gotta replay the music here. I'm rewinding.
You're
it now.
Replaying the intro. Okay.
All right, haiku music. Go ahead.
The mailman brought mail. The dog took the mail from him. The dog ran away.
Okay.
And she also does say here, I can't wait for the next podcast, and I'm dying to hear Steve's haiku.
Oh, well, sorry, you're going to have to wait patiently for a little while. I was hoping that we could stretch these out. And really, if anybody else out there wants to give me another reprieve, please, by all means, send in your haikus.
Yeah.
Your male haiku.
Know.
And, you know, if you're really brave, you know how to get your own voice on the podcast, reading your own haiku, right?
Yeah. Oh, see, that would be phenomenal. All you got to do is call that nifty 1-800 number.
That's right. And I will give it to you right now. It's 877-937-5397.
Excellent.
I hope I got that right.
I hope you did too. Because if not, whoever is at the other end of the phone is going to have a surprise. And I think, Steve, that Emily had a question.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's hear that question.
Okay, well, she actually had a couple. She was wondering if we would ever make an episode about Hope meeting up with her birth mother.
Uh-huh.
How did Hope actually get separated from her parents? That's all stuff, as we mentioned in the last podcast, that Hope's life and backstory right now are like, it's like a puzzle.
Uh-huh.
And we have all the pieces, we're just putting them together slowly. So we will, at some point, I'm sure, address those issues.
Yes. We know that her birth mother gave up parental rights.
And we don't...
So
yeah.
We don't really know where she is or...
Yeah, Hope doesn't know where she is. Nobody really knows where she is, but she gave up those rights and that's it. And the other question that Emily had was, in the upcoming episodes, will you ever talk about Hope's interests? Because each person in the Morrison family has some major interests, like sports and technology and writing, but Hope's has never been mentioned.
Uh-huh.
So I think that maybe that's something that we will look at, because as she points out, she's only 5 right now, and, you know, I have a 6-year-old, and her interests change every day.
That's true. And and Hope is technically, she has turned 6. I need to keep reminding people of that.
Yes, because she is.
And I know it's a big difference, 5 to 6, but maybe, you know, hearing Bible stories will become a major interest for her, because she's not,
I think so,
she's not grown up on that, you know what I'm saying? Like, she hasn't had that since birth, like all the Morrison kids had. So it's all
That's
new.
True. And she
for
hasn't
her.
Had people take a lot of time with her, so
right.
Having somebody read the stories, that's good.
Yeah.
Maybe she'll become a storyteller. Who knows?
Maybe.
But yes, we will be looking at that in future episodes, I'm sure, as Hope is developing along with each thing that she's learning and doing. She's growing and developing. So
yes.
I think that's a pretty good option.
Yeah, yeah. Cat Loves to Write is the screen name, or the message board's name of this person. She actually wrote an email. I'm, again, assuming that Cat Loves to Write is a she, but I don't know that for sure. Anyway, they say, I think back in January there was rumor of a sale. I really want to buy at least one season of Down Gilead Lane, but I will buy more than one if the seasons go on sale. So when is the next sale? Down Gilead Lane is way awesome and worth waiting for a sale for.
Okay, well, we appreciate that. We agree with that.
Yeah, absolutely. There was a 24-hour sale on the 24th of April, but it was not for Gilead products. It was for some other products on shopcbh.org, I believe, our classic line of products. So Storytime CDs and, I believe, some of our old choir CDs. Keep listening. We try to put an announcement in the episodes of Gilead Lane leading up to any of those 24-hour sales. So if we have one that is of Gilead products, you'll hear it there, and you'll probably see an announcement on our homepage of our website as well. So,
and yeah, we will let you know as much as we can. You know, blogs, we have a variety of methods to reach out to you, so just keep watching.
Yep.
All right. And all right. I have a question for Mr. Odell here.
All right.
Lee wrote the question. In the episode Ranch Blessings, when you were referring to being silent and listening, were you in any way referring to the New Age contemplative spirituality where you are quiet and you empty your mind to get to a higher state?
Huh.
I was wondering, because the New Age kind of silence is really bad, and I don't believe that that is right, or that that's what the Bible tells us to do. And if you were meaning the kind of silence where you get rid of the extra junk in your life and make more time to pray with God, I fully agree to that. My mom just wanted to get that straightened out, and I thought it would be good if I asked about it.
Okay, well, New Age contemplative spirituality.
That's not us.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's an interesting notion. I don't know exactly how you define higher state, but if, you know, connecting with Jesus is a higher state, then I guess that's what we're talking about. But I'm pretty sure that what this person means by New Age contemplative spirituality is not what we're saying. We're saying, be still and know that He is God. So we're just saying what the Bible says. That's what we were going for in that episode. So,
and sometimes all the hustle and bustle of life can get in the way between you and God, and you can't hear Him, and you don't really pay attention to Him as much because you're just
doing
so
and you just get distracted.
Stuff.
You get distracted by the things, the stuff, the noise. That's what that was pretty much the bottom line there. So
we don't do the New Age contemplative spirituality stuff. We just wanted you to get closer to God if you were being distracted.
Okay, next email. This is Christina from New York. Thank you for your first name and where you live. That's awesome. Hi, I really, really, really love your show. I can't wait until tomorrow's new episode. I have a question. Will there ever be a blind child on DGL? I know Grace is blind, but she is an adult. I am 14 years old and am blind, and would like to see how a blind child who doesn't know God would react meeting and getting to know the Morrisons.
Well, that's interesting.
That is interesting. You know, we've sort of just kind of scratched the surface a little bit in Grace's backstory, you know, when she was a girl when all of this happened to her, and had just one or two places where we saw a little girl who was blind and trying to cope with that, but we haven't really brought a character into the current storyline, you know, who is blind. That would be interesting.
That would be interesting. And, you know, we did just talk about mud pies and blind eyes a little bit. That obviously is not the same thing, but it's the idea is there, and it's uh-huh. not that we will ever discount it. I don't know where we are going to lead with that kind of storyline, but yeah. It is completely possible.
Yeah, who knows?
And we appreciate you listening and writing.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, what's our next email that you got there, Lori?
Well, we got an email a couple of weeks ago, actually, from Miranda, said, I am subscribed to Aaron Schust's blog, and I thought you may enjoy a little bit of Pittsburgh fun. And the subject actually said, Lori may enjoy a little Pittsburgh fun.
I know Aaron Schust. Do you know Aaron Schust?
I haven't been in radio for a long time.
Oh,
the only person I listen to on the iPod is you. So.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Aaron Schust, good musician, good singer. Anyway, go on, sorry.
She forwarded an email from Aaron Schust's blog that says, if you haven't caught on, I am from Pittsburgh. This is Aaron Schust.
Uh-huh.
And he says he even wrote a song called Berg Boy a long time ago when I was in college about how much I love all things Pittsburgh.
Yeah, cool.
So, woohoo, shout out to Aaron Schust. And Aaron Schust, if you ever want to sit in on Down Gillian Lane or an episode of the Colorian Connection Funcast,
yes. You
just get in touch with Lori because
you've got something in common.
Yeah, that's right. Those of us who love the Berg,
yeah. We
got to stick together. So you just, if anybody knows Aaron Schust or if Aaron Schust happens to listen, give us a buzz.
Give us
a
buzz.
And we would be glad to have you be a guest to sit in on the podcast.
Yeah, we might have to take another trip back to Pittsburgh and run into Aaron Schust on the...
That would be awesome.
At the O. Is that the name of that place?
The O. Very good, Steve.
Ah, see?
That is the O, the place with all the potatoes and the French fries.
A little bit of my memory is still hanging on.
It works.
Let me see here. Do we have time for a couple more or just one more? Or what do you think?
I think we have time for a couple more. We did get a wonderful message from Nathaniel.
Let's hear it. All of us
who work at the CBH forums got a message that said, hello, I'm private messaging everyone who's an admin or a moderator to thank them for making this place a fun place to hang out.
That was really cool.
I do think that was really awesome. And Nathaniel and I had a little bit of a talk, and we went back and forth, and it was really nice to speak with him. And he learned a little bit more about things, and he was very excited and said, everybody at CBH has just been really nice.
Yeah, that's cool. That's really cool. Hey, just one more. This is an email that came from Sandy, and it's specifically about Ranch Blessings, this past weekend's episode. And it's kind of cool because it shows some vulnerability, some, like, you know, kind of opening up a little bit like Commander Colton did. But his was in regard to mud pies and blind eyes. This one said, I had major back surgery and many complications to the surgery. A 3-day hospital stay turned into a 10-day stay. After coming home, I was in a lot of pain. Through all this, I didn't understand what was going on. Since basically all I could do was lie in bed or sit up, I had the gadgets going, especially my computer. As I listened to the show, God began to convict me of what I had done during this recovery time. I am almost in tears as I write this because now I understand what I should have been doing this whole time, drawing nearer to God. And I hope you will share this testimony on your podcast so that others who may be facing physical trials right now will realize what God may be doing in their lives and will do as the Bible says, be still and know that I am God. Thank you so much, Sandy. That was really... really cool email.
That was very cool. And yeah. We appreciate all the emails that we received. We did receive quite a few emails this time.
Yep.
People were very excited about both of these episodes, and we are glad that they touched you. And you can write to us anytime to
tell us
about Down Gillian Lane or your prayer requests or what you think of the Funcast. What is that address?
That address is ccfuncast@gileadlane.org. That's CC as in Colerain Connection. Funcast@gileadlane.org.
And you know what, Steve? I have one more quick thing. This is not in the mailbag, per se.
Okay.
But I did get someone, Arem, got in touch with me on the message boards and said, I was wondering if I wish to audition for a part on DGL. Would I have to live in Michigan?
Oh, now that is an interesting... That's an interesting point. Well, it makes it a lot easier if you live in Michigan, West Michigan specifically, because... I mean, I suppose a person could send in an audio audition, of themselves mm-hmm. reading, you know, or maybe if you've got a portion of an episode of Gilead memorized, you could, you know, give us a, you know, your performance or whatever. So you could email an audio file of yourself, but if we were to, you know, like what we hear and want to cast you in a part, then we would need you to come to the studio at the time when we record. The best way to record is to have, you know, all of the actors in a given scene in the studio together. It makes the performance much more natural. It's, I always say, the majority of acting, I haven't figured out the percentage yet, if it's 75 or if it's 95, but a high percentage of acting is listening.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's more than 50%, I'll tell you that much right now. So if you're not able to listen to, you know, your fellow actors, then your performance will not be up to par. So
you cannot play off of each other.
Right. So we really try to, you know, coordinate that as best we can. And that would mean coming to the studio in Grand Rapids on the day of recording. So anyway, if you feel like, you know, you'd be open to maybe trying to do that, feel free to email us at that same address, ccfuncast@gileadlane.org, and attach a little MP3 or however you make your recording, and we'll call that an audition. How's that sound? Make sure you give me all your information, like your name and address and phone number, too, in the email when you do that. So there you go, RM. Hope that answers your question. And, you know, we were talking with some of these people who were touched by these episodes and the way that just their physical health was a part of how God got their attention. I'm trying to segue here into our next segment here, but I'll just...
You have a story that's similar.
I'll just get into it. Yeah, I do. You know, we were talking a couple of podcasts ago about some physical stuff going on with me, just with strange pains and numbness in different portions of basically from my... between my neck and my waist, so just my middle part there, I guess. And it just kind of moves from place to place. It might be in my shoulder and kind of work itself out there over the course of a couple months, but then pop up again like in my stomach, you know? And, you know, and it kind of goes through this process of sharp pains, gradual numbness. Every once in a while it just gets itchy and then eventually... kind of fades away, but then pops up someplace else. So I had MRIs, I had blood tests, and an X-ray, I mean, all kinds of stuff. And pretty much the doctors are all scratching their heads. But after I started talking about this on the podcast, because I think Daniel R. saw it on the CBH Prayer Network and made a message board thread. Right, so he got on the message board and said, "What's up?" So I started talking about it. I think people out there have been praying because even though the doctors don't know really what to do about it, it's kind of getting better. It's just sort of like going away. And I met with one specialist who's called a physiotherapist, and he referred me to a physical therapist, which basically what they do is they help you strengthen parts of your body that have been damaged or injured. Usually there's some kind of accident that somebody has, you know. But for me, it's kind of like, I don't know, it's just started happening. So
just
anyway,
falling apart.
Yeah, right. So they're helping me strengthen the area around my back where they seem to have got it narrowed down to a spot. And they're still a little confounded, but this is the best thing they can think to do. So I've got some really cool exercises that I'm working on, and it's getting better. But I really think the majority of that is attributed to just the prayer that people are doing on my behalf. So thank you. Keep it up. And I'll keep you posted on how it goes.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. And we appreciate all the prayers.
Yes.
As we work on Down Gilead Lane and the other CBH products that are out there, we just appreciate your prayers regardless.
Absolutely.
And I know that I, you know, when my family was dealing with the pneumonia this year,
yep,
just the prayers were a blessing. And so I know Steve feels the same way. And, you know, if you have something you need prayed for, the message boards are a fantastic place to go. There's a
yep
prayer section there, and people will pray for you and encourage you. It's wonderful.
Yep. And speaking of that, I would say, you know, we could really use prayer on wrapping up season 10. We're just getting really tight. We're right now feverishly putting together episodes 10, 11, and 12. And this weekend, episode 9 is going to air. So that kind of tells you how close we're getting.
It's much tighter than what we usually like,
right.
But it all goes back to that Fairlight situation. You just
right.
can't get out of that hole.
We're still feeling the ripples from that. But I'm confident that we're gonna get it done. God's been faithful pretty much since we began down Gilead Lane in guiding the process, and so I have confidence that will continue to be the case. Speaking of which, this coming weekend we have Going Through the Motions, the title of episode 9. And I think somebody was asking for the titles of the last 3 episodes, isn't that right?
Yes, well, I know what episode 10 is.
Right,
because I wrote it. It's called Love is a Many Splintered Thing.
A Many Splintered Thing?
A Many Splintered Thing.
You know, I got a splinter in my thumb this weekend.
It must be love.
And then, oh boy, I kind of feel like I want to hold on to the episodes 11 and 12, the titles.
Oh, see,
for that.
There's the cheesy teasy. Steve just has a really hard time with
that. I want to hold on to that one. We're gonna save that for later. But in our next podcast in a couple weeks, we will be talking about the reviews for Going Through the Motions and Love is a Many Splintered Thing. So does that pretty much wrap it up for us tonight?
I think that does pretty much wrap everything up there.
Hey,
and
quick podcast. Good job, Lori.
It was. We went through this pretty quickly.
Yeah.
I think this new system might work wonders.
All right, folks. We'll catch you next time. Remember, until then, every day needs a little physical therapy. See you later.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Okay, you know what's hilarious? I don't know
what?
If the mic will pick it up, but as I was saying, every day needs a little physical therapy, somebody flushed the toilet right in the next room. Somebody went to the bathroom, and where I'm sitting is like right next to the bathroom. And so we got a little...
That right there, that little segment right there, Steve,
yes.
There's your end.
Okay, cool.